KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. Arizona Gold, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, everybody, and this is Diana, and my special guest today is...
It's James, everybody. How's everyone doing today?
And this is Culinary Confessions, and we're going to be talking with you today. James is our chef and baker for the Groves Bakery and the Groves Bar and Grill. So welcome to Happy Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. And if I would have been thinking about it, we talked about the Throwback Pepsi yesterday. Kathy from Rio Verde called and was telling me about Pepsi Throwback. Have you seen the Throwback Pepsi?
Well, I haven't seen that yet. And I love Pepsi. That's the sad thing.
Well, now you know about it. Well, it's on the shelves. It looks just like Pepsi, but it has a little yellow thing on it that says Throwback. You didn't know that.
Is it something different about
it? Well, now, because I don't think everyone knew about it, including me, they have come up with some new marketing, and they're doing a blue can with Pepsi, you know, in script on the side versus the regular logo that they had in the 70s and 80s, and they're using real sugar, no more corn syrup.
Ooh.
So it's back to the original Pepsi that it was. And now they're going to offer it, I think, in vanilla and cherry also. So I just got out of that page, so I apologize. I'll tell you all about it later. We'll get started with some trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. And don't forget about a second location off of the 101 and the I-17 at Deer Valley Town Center. And the trivia today is... James is going to help me with this one. Very interesting.
So just take something from the... since it's Throwback Thursdays, I like this one. What was Radar O'Reilly's favorite drink?
Well, I know that one.
Let's see. What else have we got? Who brought cucumbers to the Americas?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
I don't know that one. I'll have to... That one's going to be a good one. let's see here. What soup company won the gold medal at the 1900 Paris Expo... Wow, I got to get glasses again. exposition and incorporated it into its label and is still used today. Again, what soup company won the gold medal at the 1900 Paris Exposition and incorporated it into its label that is still used today?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287. You want to do one more?
Let's do one more here. Let's see. What are three macronutrients that are used by the body for energy, maintenance, and growth? Again, what are three macronutrients that are used by the body for energy?
That's little teeny tiny ones.
Teeny tiny. And it's used for energy, maintenance, and growth. Oh, I like these.
These are fun.
I'm going to be smart today.
Well, is that different than any other day?
Sometimes, yes.
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions. And the Taste of Music today is brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your baking needs. Special orders are invited. No order is too small or too large. From wedding cakes to pies to cupcakes to cookies, brownies, pastries, anything you can think of, even French macaroons. Yummy ones.
And we've started doing some of our gluten-free stuff, which I know for some people is a big thing. But right now we have some gluten-free chocolate chip cookies.
We do.
And we have some gluten-free cupcakes.
Excellent. And you know, that's we're trying to come up and develop these recipes so that you'll enjoy them just as much as you would, you know, if you were eating them normally. But for those people that, you know, cannot tolerate the gluten, you know, we're trying to come up with something for you also. So we're doing it slow but sure, because James is testing out these recipes to make sure that they're going to be the quality that you want. So
I couldn't go gluten-free, I don't think.
No?
I understand for health reasons and everything else for those people, you know, who have to do that, but there's just such a taste profile difference with gluten-free stuff that
it's a texture thing, too. Texture difference is what I noticed.
And if you when you taste something, I'll say raw, you know, like the batter and stuff, and then once you cook it,
completely different.
Yeah, so yeah, it takes a little time.
Yeah, but you definitely don't have that insight where when you taste the batter of a cheesecake or, you know, a regular cake or some of these other things, you know what kind of flavor that is going to come out with. But with this gluten-free, it's a process, and it is different. So we are, you know, giving it our best. So come in and tell us what you think.
Definitely.
Because we want to know.
I love feedback.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, I want to know.
All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia or our taste of music. Now, our taste of music is when we play a tidbit of a song and somewhere in that song or is mentioned food or beverage, either in the song, in the lyric, or in the artist or group name. So, Garion, can you play me a little bit of this music? Oh, I know. Oh. Way too much. You could have done the first beat on that one, and I got it. That was way too long.
No.
Oh, it was way too long. He just has to breathe, and know that one.
We give 20 or more seconds.
Oh, no, we don't.
Not even four.
No.
4 seconds.
1 second, we could have done Name That Tune. I guarantee that one's a winner. I was like, oh, turn it off.
I don't know. Some of these young folks that are listening may not know that one. So.
Oh, what are you saying? I'm old now?
No.
It might be too, I know that.
It might be too far back.
Yeah, I knew that on the first beat. Because, you know, that's the way that goes.
Yes.
Anyway, that's a first. I don't know all the music, obviously. But I couldn't turn that one down fast enough. All right. So if you think you know the taste of music, give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia. Do you have a survey question for us today?
You know, I was looking at these, but I kind of have one that maybe we'll do this, maybe not on this.
Perfect.
And it has to do with your kitchen. What is the one kitchen item that you bought that you absolutely had to have and you never use it?
Had to have it.
You had to have it, spent whatever you spent on it because you had to use it. It's a great thing. You got to have it. And it either sits on the counter or it sits in the drawer and never gets used.
Never, ever. But it looks good. Does it have to look good? Doesn't even have to look good.
Didn't even have to look good. It's just one of those things that you bought. And I know I've got at least 2 boxes sitting in storage right now of stuff.
Are you
that
one
I
of those
had
people?
To have. I cannot go to a kitchen store
and not buy something.
And not buy something because, oh my God, that's great. I can do so many things with it. And it sits in the drawer.
I found out there's only one wonderful thing in my kitchen that I had to have that I have used since I bought it. And I've used it and used it and used it and never been disappointed in it. And that was my KitchenAid mixer.
You can't go wrong.
At the time I bought it, it was $89.
Yeah, they're not that much. Or that less.
I have seen them as low as $199. Mm-hmm. No, I take that back because I bought one for Dennis's daughter at $179. So, I mean, when you get a good deal, you can get a good deal. But I'll tell you what, that is one instrument that, though, if you like KitchenAid, I mean, I think you can make anything with it.
Yes.
It's wonderful. And it's hands-free.
Gotta love that.
Gotta love that part. So anyway, give us a call. And the survey question is, what is the one gadget or kitchen item that you purchased that you had to have but never use it? It may sit on your counter or in your drawer or in a box in storage somewhere. Who knows where? But what is that one thing that you never, ever use that you thought you couldn't live without? And then at the top of the hour, we're going to do the recipe of the day brought to you by Alexon Design Group. They're located at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can check them out online at alexondesign.com. That's A-L-E-X-O-N design.com. Or give them a call, 480-699-7796. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. We'll have a special recipe. What's going to be our lunch special today? Is this part of our lunch special?
That is part of the lunch special. We're going to do it's a chicken salad, but it's a lemon and cream sauce chicken with fresh basil and some onions and celery, and it is so good.
It's got a nice crunch to it, and I can't wait to eat it. So, so we're going to hurry on through a break real quick. I just have to find a fork or a spoon or something. It's in a bowl, and it's staring at me, and I can't touch it. I'm putting my fingers in it, but James is looking at me like I shouldn't do that. So I took my fingers back out.
They can't see us. It's okay.
Well, I guess I won't share with you then. So we're talking about this Throwback Thursday. So, you know, we were talking about Pepsi yesterday, and here's what it says. It's our old Pepsi logo, and then in yellow underneath it says Throwback. But the new launching of it is going to be this beautiful blue, you know, multi-shaded blue with Throwback in white underneath. So they are trying. You'll have a blue cap instead of the regular. Well, I guess they all have blue caps. I thought it had a red cap. What do I know? I haven't drank Pepsi in years. I'm a loon. Don't listen to me. So anyway, we'll be talking about different throwback items that is going on in today's world. It's funny. If they would have just left things alone, it would have been okay.
Yeah, but you know, I guess think it's about evolution of evolution. Everything.
Is that what it is? Because I remember eating Sugar Smacks. Mm-hmm. I loved Sugar Smacks. Mm-hmm. And do you know, because of all the uproar and stuff on people saying you shouldn't give your kids the sugar and blah, 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 and all this stuff. So now mm-hmm. they can't call them Sugar Smacks. They're called Honey Smacks.
Some things just don't need to be messed with.
You know, and it's, you know, I'm not quite sure what changed in that product, but they had to change the name. Because of all of that, you know, stuff that goes mm-hmm. on. But I was kind of curious, thinking back to your childhood, what was the one thing you remember? That you would have liked to kept the same that has maybe changed?
I don't know if things have changed, if it's so much the product has changed or if just I've changed, my taste have changed. Because, I mean, as a kid, admittedly, I always had a sweet tooth. And, you know, going to the ice cream man when he would go down the street and get like the push pops or the little pink panther with the gumball eyes or, you know,
oh, you
those
always
things.
Got the crazy stuff.
I got the crazy stuff.
I always went for that orange pineapple bullet. I think it was called the bullet. Mm-hmm.
There's the bullet and there was the Astro Rockets and all that stuff. And
oh, that was red, white, and blue,
red,
wasn't
white, and
it?
Blue, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, and I eat them nowadays and I'm just like, wow, what was I thinking? Even like, you know, like, I mean, Twinkies and like Ding Dongs and Ho-Hos and all those things are just, they don't. And I know part of it is me, but part of it, something has changed in their recipes mm-hmm. that I just don't, unless it's deep fried, I just don't want it.
That deep fried lasagna was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was so good.
So, I mean, yeah. It's kind of funny how they all change. Well, I know we grow up and we want different things, but it goes back to that comfort food. It seems like the food that you ate between the ages of maybe 7 and 14 are the times mm-hmm. that I remember mm-hmm. of exactly what I ate and where it was kept on the shelf in my mom's in the kitchen mm-hmm. and, you know, what my go-to was. It's kind of funny I think back, but I don't remember so much. Well, high school, I was in gymnastics all the time, so I was trying not to eat so much because I didn't want to be I wanted to be able to do, you know, all the exercises that she had us do without dying. I mean, my coach was incredible. She was incredible. I loved her so much. She's just she's just a sweetheart, but she worked us. Mm-hmm. She definitely worked us. Mm-hmm. So I respect her for that now, and I loved her for it at the time. She taught us, you know, we were eating our carrots and celery and dipping them in ranch. Mm-hmm. We thought we were doing so good, you know. We're eating carrots and celery. That's our snack. We're not having chips. And it's, you know, then we have a big old bowl of ranch dip, you know. Kind of defeated the purpose. But got us to eat a lot more carrots, right?
Exactly.
So anyway, well, give us a call, answer some of our trivia questions, our survey question today, our taste in music, and we'll be right back. 480-668-3287.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
And we are back. We've got a first-time caller. Let's talk to Boomer from Mesa. Hi, Boomer.
Hi, my name's Boomer.
Really? Not a bummer?
It's a bummer that I got named Boomer.
What are you doing?
I just want to call and talk to you.
Okay, do you want to answer our survey question for the day?
You probably don't have a good one anyway, so why would I?
Oh, you're so funny. Everybody, we're talking with Dennis.
Oh, Garion, you're going to have to learn.
I could tell your voice right away because you started off with doing your Billy Crystal. You were going to do the pudding one. And then I think you tried to change it up. I knew as soon as you spoke. Oh, yeah, that one.
My pudding? Somebody took my pudding. Do you know where my pudding is?
And what kind of pudding do you like?
I just like pudding. Putting it here and putting it there, but I can't find my pudding.
Little does he know that I have my finger on the drop button. So I'm waiting.
Wait for it.
Silently waiting.
What's going on over there?
Well, we're just discussing our day and telling everybody about our gluten-free items that we now have in the bakery.
And here's a note for you. Monday at 11:15, we have an interview with one of our food people. Remember the guy that we talked to first of the week with the, or it was last week with the pork rinds and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, this coming Monday, it's all about gluten-free and celiac stuff. So for everybody interested, 11:15 next on Monday, we'll be interviewing them.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll get that information out and share with everybody.
Yeah, it's a company that does their, it's Pandora, I believe is the company, and all kinds of gluten-free, really good stuff. So.
Pandora's named the company?
Right.
Because we were talking with Mike Willis with Rudolph Foods, with Southern Recipe.
Now this is Pandora that we're going to be talking to this time. So.
Okay, gluten-free.
All right. Awesome. Anyway, just left our friend Ross from Salerno's. He was slammed running around. He had four different catering events that he was trying to get all out at the door at once. So they, you know, had their vans all backed up to the door and loading things up. So didn't get to visit with him much, but I'll be seeing him soon. So.
Okay.
Anyway, just want to call and say hi to everybody. Got lots to report on tomorrow with my trip to the ranch and the
Arizona Beef Council.
Yep, with the Arizona Beef Council, and we went to the packing plant and stuff, and really cool. So I'll share all that with everybody on tomorrow.
Okay, we look forward to that, and we'll see you this afternoon.
All right, have a good show, everybody. Hello out there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Be safe.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. That's Boomer. That was Boomer. He couldn't come up with a more original name like Bob or Sam or Fred, you know. But Boomer, that didn't give us a clue. All right. Well, give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions today. Our taste of music, our survey question is, what is that one gadget or item that you had to buy for your kitchen and you just couldn't live without it and have never used it? So give us a call and let us know, 480-668-3287. And then as Dennis was talking about the Arizona Beef Council, he went on a tour yesterday from gate to plate with Lauren from the Arizona Beef Council. And they were so kind to share the day with us and or with Dennis. And so he's going to report on that tomorrow, letting you know how the beef harvesting facility and, you know, to stop all the concerns and make sure that, you know, the animals are killed in a humane way and how it's all done from, you know, start to finish. So some of you people may not want to hear it, so we won't go too much detail, be gory or anything like that. But anyway, we'll have a little bit of information, and if it's something you are interested in, he'll get you in touch with the right people. So we also have some things that are going on. We talked about before how much ketchup, beef, and buns each American eats every single day. Do you have any idea?
A lot. I know how much ketchup we go through here at the restaurant, so.
Yeah. Can you believe it? I mean, I didn't realize it until we took all the bottles off off the tables. Mm-hmm. And not only is that just more sanitary, not having the bottles on the table, in my opinion, it's a lot less waste because so many times you see people, they'll just pour a ton of ketchup and not even touch it. So it was amazing. But this says here, somehow the average American eats 71 pounds of ketchup a year. 71 pounds.
That's a lot.
Now, those number 10 cans, how many pounds are those of ketchup? Do you know? Was it 3 pounds?
I think it's a little bit more than that.
3 to 5 pounds, maybe. Yeah. So a number 10 can are the great big cans of ketchup. So if we're even talking, you know, 5 pounds... Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. That's a lot of ketchup and that's a lot of sugar. And that's what we were talking about before is there's other ways that you can make your own ketchup with that book that we were talking with Tess Masters, the blender girl. She had some things in her cookbook that let you have that taste of ketchup without all the sugar.
There's a lot there. They put a lot of sugar in that.
So there's a lot of things that you can do and still have that nice, you know, the flavor that you want. So we'll go through a couple more things, but let's first talk with Tina from Hesperia, California. Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi, Diana. Hi, James. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You guys are talking hamburgers and ketchup. You're talking down Nancy's Lane again.
I know. We love that.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner for her, that would be her dream. Hamburger with ketchup. That's her thing.
That's it. Does she like cheese on it?
No, she eats them. No.
No cheese.
Just a hamburger. I don't know if she eats cheeseburgers or not. I know she eats hamburgers. That I know.
Wow. She'll have to call and tell us. But
yeah, she'll have to call and tell you. That's so funny. And then the survey question. I think we all do it, right? We all buy things we think we're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
Two things in my kitchen that I bought that I never use are my bread maker. And we bought this thing called the Magic Bullet. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's like this thing where it makes drinks. No. We used it once in the whole time we've had it, and then said, what is this even doing here? And it comes with like 1,000 different parts.
Yeah.
Like, you have all these different parts, and it's like, it takes up all this space for what?
And it wasn't cheap, was it?
No. And the bread makers were not cheap when you first, you know, now they're not, they don't cost that much. But back when they first came out, they were a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like you spend all this money on this thing and you're just like, why did I buy this?
What brand is your bread maker? Is it a DAC?
No, I don't know.
Oh, because you haven't seen it in years.
No. And the thing is that when you, And then of course we had one, and then my husband he decides he's gonna buy another one. So I'm like, wait a minute, we already had one we never used. Why are you buying another one?
Well, it was lonely.
Then the second one he uses, what happens with all the bread makers? I don't know if you guys have one or have used one.
I have.
But it leaves a hole in the bottom of the bread.
Yep.
Yes.
You have to take that paddle out.
Yep.
Yeah. So who wants a hole in the bottom of their bread?
Well, that's when you cut that slice in half.
Yeah.
Right, so I was just, you know, I'm like, nah, never mind.
So you got the round ones.
You know, he got it for me because, you know, I love bread. That's my favorite thing in the world. And he thought that would be neat, that we could make bread at home, and that would be neat for me. You know, it was a nice thought, but never
happened.
My
never
bread happened. Maker nope. Got used more to make jellies and jams than it ever did to make bread.
Well, mine didn't use for anything. It just kind of sat there.
It was a dust collector.
Yeah, along with the magic bullet. Have drinks and bread, somebody. It's not going to be us. It just worked.
And see, I did use my bread maker. I used it almost once, if not twice a day. Because I made it during the at night. It would rise and do that. So in the morning, I had fresh bread for the kids. And then I'd do it in the morning, so for dinner, we would have fresh bread with dinner.
Well, I was trying to figure out, too, timing for me. I was working, I guess, yeah, that would be the best way to do it. I was working, like, 90 hours a week at the time, so it's like, what do you do?
Yeah, you do it right before you go to bed and let it do its thing.
And so I just, it never got used.
It never, and it's not going to happen today either, is it?
No, it's not.
Well, at least you faced it. You know, there's your culinary confession, the bread maker and the bullet.
Now, did you buy the bullet?
Yeah.
Did you buy the bullet because you saw the infomercial for it?
I'm not telling.
Yeah, she did too. I have been forbidden in my house to watch infomercials because they get me every time.
That is too funny. I'm not
Nancy's guilty of that too, the infomercial.
Yeah, she's not allowed to do that anymore.
No, she's not. It was just one of that magic bullet got me. It was like, okay, yeah, I want to make really cool drinks. Yeah, that's what I want to do. No, I don't. I don't use it.
Oh my goodness. Isn't that funny how they talk you into it? Mm-hmm. And my problem is I know Dennis will fall asleep with the TV on, and I always tell him to put the timer on, but he sometimes doesn't do that. And I wake up and it's the most annoying voices, and it's over, and the fluctuation is just annoying. And it's almost like you have to put yourself out of your misery by buying the product or something. I'm not quite sure how that works.
Right, and true. And it comes on in the middle of the night. So, like, my husband, he can't go to sleep without the TV on.
Yep.
So subconsciously, I'm trying to go to sleep, and I got to sleep with it off. So by the time he falls asleep, it's like the infomercials are running, and I'm like, no, please, no. I've got to go to bed. Because you kind of got to turn around and look and go, oh, what are they trying to sell now? Because it's kind of...
As they reel you in.
Yeah.
The only thing I think I've ever bought besides that magic bullet thing off an infomercial was this little mini chopper thing. And I loved that thing. And it worked perfect for making because I make pasta salads and salsas and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked perfect for getting the vegetables small enough because I'm not in the mood to mess with a big old food processor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd use this little, and I loved that thing, and I can't find another one to save my soul.
It's just
a little mini one.
Well, there is one by KitchenAid and another brand, Black & Decker, I think, that is really small. It's no bigger than the length of my hand and the little round part that you put the vegetable or whatever in to get chopped. You know, you can just take with the other hand and take right out. And it was like $20.
That's what I'm saying. Just mm-hmm. one little, yeah, because mine broke finally after I had it for like 10 years.
Yeah, I bought one for my mom and for my daughter, and they still use it. Well, I don't know about my mom. I don't know if she uses it, but my daughter does.
I love those. But yeah, there you go.
There you go. There is your culinary confession.
There's my culinary confession and what I don't use in my kitchen. Well, there's probably a few more things I don't use, but that.
But we won't tell all of them.
We won't tell all of them. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Tina, did you want to try one of the trivia questions too?
I don't know if I'm eligible for trivia.
Oh, no, not yet.
Else.
Not yet, you're not.
I'll save them for someone else. Okay. I know the answers, but I will save them for someone else.
Okay, well, I'll still put you in the drawings for the other trip. For the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center, the Champagne Sunday Brunch for Two.
Well, that'd be wonderful, because then Nancy can get me out there and we can go.
Oh, perfect. I'll put you in for that one.
All righty.
Thanks, Tina.
All right, Tina, have a great day.
Bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Have you eaten here before?
Nope.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I share our specials with you?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's actually been sitting around here for a week. Then there's the cream of chicken soup. It's had no refrigeration since it was made yesterday. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning. What can I get you?
Yeah, don't think we can stay for lunch.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at @ArizonaBeef. And find us on Facebook at AZBeef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
And welcome back. Good morning, everyone. You are joining us. This is Diana and...
and James today.
With Culinary Confessions. So we're at 1440 KAZG. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions today. You want to go over a couple more of the trivia questions? Yeah. Reread them so they can... No one's answered one yet.
No one has. I'm surprised about these. Okay, first one is, what was Radar O'Reilly's favorite drink?
Super simple.
Very simple. That one, yes. Second one is, who brought cucumbers to the Americas? And what are the three macronutrients that are used by the body for energy, maintenance, and growth? And the last one is, what soup company won the gold medal at the 1900 Paris Exposition and incorporated it into its label that is still used today?
Woohoo! I don't know that answer. You're going to share it with me? Don't tell everybody. No, you can just point. Oh, okay.
That's one that really hasn't changed much.
Yeah,
for
that's
their,
true.
For their product.
Their commercial had a little bit of a change, mm-hmm. but not their labeling.
Nope.
And it's labeled, I mean, in every grocery store, you'll recognize it. And we talked about it yesterday, in fact. So give us a call, 480-668-3287. We've got a couple things going on. Did you know the espresso drinker? It's supposedly when you drink coffee, it tells you this is what it says about you. The espresso drinker takes on leadership, hardworking but moody. Imagine that from the crash. And knows how to get what they want. Do you believe that?
Yeah, because that sums me up.
Yeah, and then you have that. Are you moody?
I can be.
Well, stop it. Don't be. If you know this, take ownership and say, I won't be moody anymore.
But it's fun.
Gets people's attention, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So they have all different things about what your the black coffee drinker, straightforward, likes to keep things simple, quiet, but moody, again with the moody, all about minimal. I don't know that word.
Minimalism.
No. Oh, there's... Oh, that's... I thought that was a U. Never mind. I guess I should put my glasses on. I'm going, no, that's a A-I-S-L-U-M. Nah, I don't know that word. The espresso drinker we just talked about. The latte drinker tends to be neurotic, likes to please people, often indecisive when it comes to making decisions.
Hmm.
But they can make a decision on their latte.
Here we go.
And they'll do the caramel macchiato with three pumps of this and two pumps of that. And
you know. Right at 132.3 degrees. And yeah.
You know, sometimes too much information is too much information. You know, give me a cup of coffee.
Sometimes it is just a cup of coffee. And sometimes I'll just sit in Starbucks and just listen to people order mm-hmm. and how precise and detailed it is. And they look a hot mess, though. The person comes in looking at a hot mess, but they want that coffee to be just perfect, and they'll tell them if it's not.
Yeah. It's amazing. We've kind of made some monsters out there.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go on, let's talk with Nancy from Tempe. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Diana. Hi, James.
How you doing, Nancy?
Real good. I thought that was funny because you guys know how I love the hamburgers and ketchup.
Hamburgers and ketchup it is. And those are my two toppers for this morning.
Yeah, and that was so funny. She knows me like a book.
So do you like, but she didn't know if you like cheese on your hamburgers.
I do sometimes.
Okay.
And I loved Dennis's burger when I was there that day.
And you just had cheddar cheese on it that day, right?
Uh-huh, with the ketchup.
Okay. And you don't like anything else. Do you like the tomatoes or anything
on
there?
I'm not a tomato fan. And that's what's funny. My dad, when he was alive, he goes, well, what do you think you're eating? Also, I love Campbell's tomato soup when you make it with, you know, the milk. Mm-hmm. And then I love ketchup, but I won't eat a raw tomato at all.
That's okay. It's the texture.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't understand. He goes, well, what do you think you're eating?
It's all tomatoes.
Yeah. So, and that's what my dad would never understand. And then my brother, he teases, and he'll go, how come I have to bring you two bottles of ketchup? What are you doing? Are you drinking it?
There's two bottles of ketchup for you.
I mentioned that the other day. And he goes, why is there always ketchup on your list? He goes, and at their house, I couldn't go back to their house, and they still have the same. He goes, we don't, it's only here for you when you come to the house.
And that's it, huh?
Isn't that funny that they don't use it?
They don't use it at all, but they know to take care of you when you get
when
there.
When I come over.
See, that's thoughtful.
And I'd like to do the trivia, if it hasn't been done, about radar.
Okay.
And it's called the Grape Knee High.
That's right, yes.
Perfect.
And then I can do the Taste of Music. I can't wait till next week. Because me and Tina, we're hoping that one of us might get picked.
Oh, yeah, for the Champagne Sunday brunch. Oh, huh?
Because that would be fun to bring her out.
Okay.
And and then that movie's on tonight, Mayor Cupcake.
Oh, okay. Mayor Cupcake is, and that's on the...
the Uplifting Channel.
Okay.
With Leah Thompson.
Mayor. Yep.
So I got it set to record.
Good.
I got to watch Idol tonight.
Got our priorities here.
Yep.
And then you can kind of buzz through the commercials, too.
And then it's nicer. Then you can just delete it. You know, then it's not as long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that part, too. I do that with all the shows. Oh, because I'm not home.
Well, there is that.
But that doesn't matter. It makes it all work. So.
Oh, and then I don't know if Vince has said anything yet before I go. The new MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay starts May 26th.
Okay.
For the MasterChef.
Okay.
And I'm hoping they're going to do it with the kids again.
Good, because I never got to see that one.
It was awesome. Some of these kids...
That was really good.
They know a lot of stuff. I mean, I wish when I was younger they had shows like that or programs like that for kids that they have, like, for nowadays, because that would have been amazing to be a part of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I'm hoping they'll bring that back.
Yeah, as long as they keep the parents out of it.
Yes.
And it was so good watching. I loved it when they made all that. I go, I don't even think I could have made any of those dishes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I couldn't.
And I had cooking... You know, in junior high and then in high school. And they just did, you know, like chocolate chip cooking, like little things, because you only have 30 minutes in your class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will talk to you next week.
All right, Nancy, it's always good to...
But I had to call. I couldn't let it. I go, they know that I love my hamburger.
That's right. And that way you get your name in that drawing this way, too. So.
And then I got the trivia. And so far, I've gotten every trivia. I've done 12 trivias. I got them all right. And then... I've gotten all my Taste of Music right.
Okay, you just have one more question to answer so I can make sure you get in this.
Okay.
You need to let us know. Our survey question is, what is the one thing that you've purchased that you just had to have but never used?
Oh, like Tina says, I got hooked. You know, like how I love my QVC.
Uh-huh.
And then I watch those kitchen shows. Well, I bought one of those, you know, what's it called? It was an electric cookie press. And
what?
It was electric one.
An electric cookie press?
Mm-hmm, where it has all the little gadgets where you can, you know, change them. Like, it'll do a heart or a star or a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
And they're stainless steel.
Yep.
Was it with batteries or electricity?
And it uses a double D battery.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in the tube. And then what happens, it gets clogged. And then you try to go put it on the tray. And then the tree doesn't come out when you try to do them.
So not such a good gadget,
no,
huh?
But I have
one of those,
too. I get hooked on the cooking channel.
Well, don't feel bad, Nancy. James purchased one,
I
too.
I have one
and
of those, too.
Just say no. Just say no.
And it's fun because all of a sudden you go, oh, I really have to have – I love to make cookies. And then I thought, oh, this will be great because you can – it shows them doing – and then my brother goes – You don't know how many times they had to try to get that one cookie.
Uh-huh.
47 times.
Before yep. They could get it. Well, I love you guys very much.
Love you too, Nancy. Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Guys, have a good day today.
You too, Nancy.
And I hope Sandy's doing good today, too.
Yeah, I talked to her last night, and she was doing good.
Oh, good.
Okay, we'll talk to you
okay.
soon.
And you guys have a good weekend.
All righty.
And it was nice meeting you, James.
Nice to talk with you.
Okay, thanks. Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk with Manny. Hi, Manny, how are you?
I'm doing great, Diana. How are you? Sitting there with James is going to be a real chore for you.
Aw, no, it's not. He's fun. What's going on today? Sandy's doing well?
I called her this morning. She'd been up to the bathroom. She's got a walker, and she's moving around a little bit. And seems to be doing well. She's in good spirits.
Good.
I'm going to go visit her as soon as I finish delivering my flowers, and I'm going to bring her a coffee because... According to her, the coffee at the hospital is nasty. So, I said again, I didn't expect anything less.
So tell us, our survey question today is there something that you've purchased for the kitchen that you just thought you couldn't live without but have never used?
Well, if that's anything that I've purchased that way, the answer is no. Marianne, on the other hand, the list is way too long.
Endless, huh? Does one thing stick out more than anything else?
No. But we used to go to those cooking classes at Shara's Kitchen Center. And naturally, to have the free cooking classes, you also had to listen to the spiel of whatever she was promoting that day. And we could never get out of those classes without Marianne buying whatever it was that...
what she was promoting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I love to use pressure cookers, but I don't think we need 14 of them.
You don't?
No.
How many burners do you have on your stove?
4 plus the induction burner.
So you really can't use all 14 at the same time, can you?
No.
But, you know, if you had 14 friends, you could share.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd say instead of buying the little saute size pressure cooker and the larger size one, just buy the larger size because you can cook a little bit in a big pan. You can't cook a lot in a small pan.
That is so true.
No, but that never flew.
But that makes
we've got lots
that makes sense,
lots
Manny.
We've got lots of stuff. That, she was an ad man's dream.
Wow. So some people made money.
Oh yeah, because we've got that cookie maker too, and we've got the.
Oh, you have the same one that Nancy and James have.
Oh yeah, and that was used as much as actually it's never been used.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, the funnel cake maker and the donut maker, and we've got all that stuff, and it was never used because we never eat dessert. So why we needed a donut maker or a funnel cake maker, I don't know. But
that's pretty funny.
It was their only fault, except for bad taste in men. So I could.
Well, that's pretty funny, though. Did you want to try one of the trivia questions?
Sure, I'll take a guess on that soup being Campbell's.
Yes, it is.
Very good. So that is going to put you in our drawings.
Super.
All right. Thanks, Manny.
All right. I'll give Sandy all your best wishes when I see her this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Manny.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Give us a call. We'll be right back. 480-668-3287.
Some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year, or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
All right, and we're back. Please give us a call at 480-668-3287. We've got some trivia going, lots of things to give away. And since it's Throwback Thursdays, I'm filling in for Dennis. Diana had to step out for just a second, but she will be right back. So I get to fly solo for a while. This is going to be interesting.
Yep. Oh, jeez. Yeah. I was just listening to your guys' conversation about the kitchen items. Uh-huh. It seems like you guys have a lot of the same ones.
I think it does. And the hard part for me is my mom is the same way. So she buys something, she buys me something.
Right.
So a lot of my stuff, because right now where I'm staying with my parents because just health issues and stuff, just helping them out. So a lot of the stuff that, you know, I have stuck in storage, she already has in her kitchen. And, you know, my other half and my stepdad just don't understand, right, why do you need that? Well, because it was there. Yeah. You have to, because it takes something out of something. Wouldn't a knife do the same thing? But this is made for this, though, so you have to have it.
It's specialized. It's meant for this. It's built for this.
And I kind of gotten to the point where, you know, I'll set a limit of what I'll spend in, like, the kitchen stores or that kind of stuff. Or I think now that I'm actually cooking more at a restaurant, you know, you learn that you don't need all the little gadgets for everything. Because a knife will do 90% of that stuff for you, so...
Well, and what would you say, because, I mean, I'm not a professional cook, chef. Mm-hmm. I get stuck in Bed Bath & Beyond, and I can't go in there because I will pick up 10 items that I don't need.
And they're smart about it. Like we were talking about the infomercials. Mm-hmm. If you really watch an infomercial, they play down to us.
Yeah.
I've noticed, yeah. I was actually watching the Bullet one again the other night, and... why I thought I had to have that from watching that, the acting is usually horrible in those things. And, you know, I can do a lot of that same stuff with just a simple, nice knife.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the ones where they can't open a can or something, and they're just spilling it all over. They're like, with this. Yeah.
With this, it makes it easier, and you'll never spill anything again.
Yeah.
Bet me and lose.
They drop the pan in the sink and food flies everywhere.
You're all like, over the place or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never fails.
That's crazy.
But, and then it's, you know, like I think the latest thing that I'm kind of hooked on are my knives. Cause I think being in the kitchen and stuff, and people don't understand, you know, the cost of a good knife, but it's,
and keeping it sharp.
Sharpen it. And that's, and you know, for Christmas, I wanted my Global knives, because I just, when I was in culinary school, I learned about them, and they're so lightweight, they're so extremely sharp, but I have to send them in to the company to get them sharpened.
Oh, well, that's not good.
And I'm like, well, and that was kind of the problem with why I only got one for Christmas. One is the cost, and two, you know, I'm without a knife if I have to send it in. So
right.
I got to save up and buy a couple. That way I have a rotation that I can go through.
And is that because they don't want to risk something happening to it? So they sharpen it? I don't understand.
They sharpen it because the way it's sharpened, globals are sharpened like a sword.
Kind of like a diamond plate, you know, was done.
Yeah.
With a diamond blade.
With a diamond blade and just the angles and stuff of it, because it stays sharper longer. Just to do it on like a stone or something like that, you can ruin it. And then if you ruin it, you voided the warranty on it. So.
Oh, wow. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
All right. Let's talk with Phyllis from Scottsdale. Hi, Phyllis.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you. Just wanted to tell you about a darling little restaurant combination shop. On Thomas Road that I went to last week with several of your listeners for lunch.
Okay, what was the name of it?
It's called Birdies, B-I-R-D-I-E-S, on Thomas Road.
Okay.
Birdies of Arcadia, I think is their full name.
Okay.
I think someone may have called in before about it, but
they did. I remember looking it up before, and it looked like a really cute place.
It is. They have, I think it must be kind of a consignment place. But except for their lunch, that's not a consignment.
Well, that's a good thing.
But, for sure. Anyway, they have jewelry and handbags and clothes of the era. And
I do remember looking that one up.
You should go and look into it.
I would love to go anywhere.
Well, it's a darling place, and I enjoyed it. It was mostly sandwiches. I wanted soup, but their soup wasn't ready for lunch. It smelled like it might be ready for dinner, but anyway, what I did.
It is. It's Birdies of Arcadia, and it is located here. Let me find that. Exact address. It's 4041 East Thomas Road, and it's just before 40th Street on Thomas, and it looks like it's on the south side of the street.
That's right.
And it looks cute. It's got the old-fashioned sodas, and that looks really
yummy.
Yeah,
you just gotta go.
Oh, I love how they have the tic-tac-toe, the great big boards for you to play, and the chess and checkers and all that.
Well, and there were even a lot of little old toys there. I know my friend and I passed the blocks around and tried to build something out of the blocks. And, you know, they were some really old ones you just don't find anymore unless you've saved them from your own children.
Right. All of the ones that I had saved, I've given to my grandkids now. So.
Aren't you sorry?
Well, no, because they play with them. They play with the Legos. They play with the Tinker Toys. They
yes.
play with the Lincoln Logs.
Yes.
All of those things, have gone through not only my kids, but now my grandkids. So I think that's pretty amazing that, you know, they can still find fun in those things like I did.
Well, they were great. For one thing, all of this little electronic gadget they have to have in their hand every moment, they just don't know what they're missing.
No, they're spending, getting outside and playing and building things. And remember the Erector sets?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
We had a lot of fun with those kind of things. And just, sand and rocks and some marbles. we played
and
in
bugs.
The dirt. Oh, my
Collect
God. We
bugs.
Now, I wasn't a big bug fan, other than we would catch the locusts and tie a little string and fly them around.
Oh.
But but we played marbles. We got dirty. We got dirty. We played in the sand and the dirt and, marbles and jump rope and Chinese jump rope. And we got exercise. We played baseball. We had fun.
Well, try to stop down there. Sometime you'll just enjoy it.
I will. In fact, I think Dennis is going to be on that side of town. I'm going to text him that address so maybe he can stop by and check it out too and bring us back some little goodies or something.
Well, it's great to have one of your sponsors in that area too. I know myself, I'm given certificates from you many times and I just send them back because you're out there a little farther than I care to drive anymore, so it'll be nice if you can get some sponsors in this side of town.
And that's what he's trying to do right now. So he's out. He's going and seeing different people, trying to. He's hitting Scottsdale and West Phoenix and Central Phoenix right now.
Well, good for him. So, I'll look for him.
We're giving it our best shot, let me tell you.
I know you are. You got so many irons in the fire and not enough hours in the day.
That's the truth, but we are trying our best.
I know you are.
Well, thank you so much, Phyllis. And do you have that one thing that you purchased in your kitchen that you thought you couldn't live without and come to find out you've never used it?
Well, at the time, I had a wrist surgery and a plate in my wrist, and it was a while before I was able to open anything. And so my daughter bought me this thing. I just went out to look the name of it up, and now I don't have it. It was Black and Decker's electric can and bottle opener.
Oh, really?
And I don't use it. Anybody want to buy it?
You got one for sale.
Yeah, you break your wrist. You want to borrow it.
Well, maybe you should take it over to Birdie's, and maybe they could sell it over there.
I haven't given that a thought. But
maybe she'll take it on consignment.
Maybe so.
Yeah, Bertie's, Bertie's, vintage.com.
Yes, yes, that's it.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
You'll go now and see everything and all sorts of things there. I could have spent some money on buying the jewelry and
saw some little beaded pocketbooks and kinds of stuff.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Phyllis.
You're very welcome.
Well, I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you very much.
All
you
right.
too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKB, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
KAZG 1440, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Diana.
And I'm James.
And we're going to spend this next hour with you talking all kinds of food and get your culinary confessions out and tell us our survey question of the day is, what is that one thing that you bought for your kitchen that you just thought you could not live without, that you had to have and never use it? You might have used it one time and went, oh my, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
So we've had a couple things out there that people have told us about, the bread maker and
the bullet. The magic bullet.
The magic bullet. Not just the bullet, but the magic bullet. And we're not talking Coors.
No.
We're not talking beer. And there's just these things out there that you think, oh, this is going to make my life easier. And, you know, this cookie maker that runs on batteries.
I think that's probably at least in the top three things I bought. There was just, I look back and I'm like, why?
What were you thinking?
What was I thinking?
Now, did you see that on one of the TV shows or did you go into a place and buy that one?
No, I went into a store and bought it.
Oh, so you can't blame that on anybody.
That one I can't blame on anybody, no.
And how did you think that was going to work then? I mean, if...
Well, because growing up, you know, my grandmother had the old hand
bags?
Pink.
Oh.
Or the old hand crank one that they had, you know, back in the day. And, you know, me being, you know, hip and with it and stuff.
You wanted the battery
I'm like,
pack.
Well, that would be cool because I thought it would go quicker. You push the button and it goes. And, yeah, no.
It doesn't.
No, like the caller said, it gets clogged and then it, yeah.
It's kind of like a caulking gun is what it looks like, huh?
The old style one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just think that that's funny.
It wasn't
worth it at all. I messed up a lot of cookies with that, and I had to eat a lot of raw cookie dough.
Yeah, there was a bit of that, yes.
All right. Well, let's get started with some business, and then we'll go on to the recipe of the day. We've got trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs. Or for reservations, 480-661-6336. And don't forget about a second location over off the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. And the trivia today is?
Trivia today, let's see what's left. We have, I did that one, who brought cucumbers to the Americas? And the other one is, what are the three macronutrients that are used by the body for energy, maintenance, and growth.
Let's throw out one more. Do you have another one that we can, you can pick another card or?
We'll do this one. This might be easy, but we'll see. What did Neil Fletcher dip in cornbread batter and fry for the first time at the 1942 Texas State Fair?
Woohoo, I know that one. All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287, and we'll do the Taste of Music. We have a second one, don't we, Garion? Maybe, maybe not. Is that a yes or no?
I believe it's still the same one.
Okay.
No one's answered.
Oh, no one's answered it. I knew the answer, so I thought I fixed it already. All right, let's play the same one. So we're going to do a Taste of Music, and it's brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. That's right on the corner of Rawhide and Gilbert, a big yellow farmhouse building with a white picket fence around it. Give them a call for all your baking needs. No orders are too small. Special orders are always
loved and requested.
We love special orders. What am I trying to say? I lost it. 480-813-4610. And the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere in that song, food or drink is mentioned, either in the title of the song, the lyrics of the song, the group or artist name. All right, you want to play just a few notes of that song for me, Garion? Okay. All right, so if you know the Taste of Music, give us a call, 480-668-3287. And before we do the recipe of the day, let's talk to Kathy from Rio Verde.
How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, I wasn't going to call today because I already called yesterday, and I don't want to make a pest of myself.
You are not making a pest. We always love talking with you.
But the survey question today is right up my alley because most of your survey questions are restaurant related or talking about specific food, but since we don't go out to eat, I can have any kitchen gadget that I want. And I have a huge kitchen. I have two sinks in my kitchen. I have a huge walk-in pantry, so space is not a problem. I even have shelves with nothing in it.
Oh, I'm going to come at your house and play in your kitchen then.
So I can get a lot of people in my kitchen. And But about a bread maker, somebody said, and I think I called up before, they make a big deal of it. They have it in their garage. I'm on bread maker number 3. I have actually worn out 2 of them. My first one, my kids took out and used it for target practice.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But I love my bread maker. I made 5 loaves of bread last week. I gave 3 of them away. 2 of them I kept for myself. And I think I've mentioned this before. Don't bake in your bread maker. Leave it do the work. Everybody who has a bread maker, I actually have a Dorushi. I've had 3 of them. They're probably more expensive than most of them. I bought my first one maybe 15 years ago, and I paid $200 for it when you could buy them back then for probably 60 or 70. And so I have on my 3rd one now. I don't want to wear this one out, so I don't bake in it. I put it on the knead cycle.
Uh-huh.
And I leave it knead. I can get up at 6 o'clock, and by 9 o'clock I could have a loaf of bread all ready to go, and I can get my bread ingredients in my pan in about probably a minute, because I when you do 5 loaves a week, you can do this pretty quick, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
And so I just leave it kneaded. And then when the kneading's done, I take it out, put it in a pan, I rise it for 30 minutes, and I bake it for 25. I have perfect loaves of bread every single time. And because I don't like the paddles in the bottom either. So if you don't bake it in there, you don't get the paddles.
Exactly.
So it's really easy.
Just and pour it out of there.
Yeah, I have a lot of duplicate stuff. I have a magic bullet. I have a Vitamix. I have a blender that comes with my Bosch. I use them all. I do. I use them all. The one thing I don't use very often is I have an electric tortilla maker. And I used to enjoy making my own tortillas, and I will probably go back to it again just because it's been a while and I want to start making them from scratch again. The one thing I don't use that I used to use because over the years, you get different products and they do different things. I do have a juicer that I used to love. And it was also, it was an awful lot of money, but you put a piece of paper in and it's all the pulp goes in the paper and then you have just the juice. And it didn't take me long to figure out that I was throwing away the best part of my fruit and vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And so consequently, I don't use my juicer anymore. And if anybody would want it, I hate to put it into the Goodwill because it is a very good one. And I would love to give it to somebody.
That would use it.
My problem has been is that people know that I cook a lot. So when it comes time for presents, they like to buy me stuff. And it's hard to find stuff that I don't already have. So I end up with weird things. One of my girlfriends bought me a microwave cooker that makes s'mores.
Oh.
Yeah, and it works great. I'm just not a s'more maker or a s'more eater. And I don't like ketchup at all. I have ketchup in the house for our friends or my family. I wouldn't eat ketchup. It's too much sugar. I prefer tomatoes, but that's me. A friend also bought me a garlic baker because we grow garlic. I have probably coming out of my garden now. I bet you I have about 50 pounds. I told Dennis, there's only two of us. What am I going to do with all this garlic? But I do like to bake it. So my one friend bought me an electric one. It holds two nice sized pieces of garlic and, you plug it in and it cooks. I think it bakes in about 20 minutes. It comes out wonderful, beautiful. So next year for Christmas, she gets me another garlic baker that you put into the oven. And you set it for like 375 degrees,
uh-huh.
Put this little teeny thing in there, and heat the whole oven up for two pieces of garlic. And I says, I already got one. Why did you get me this one first? She said, well, now you got two of them. I don't
you got a backup plan.
She also bought me a Stanford Chef mini bread pans. They're connected. There's six of them. They're like a pottery or a clay thing.
Uh-huh.
And you bake six loaves, mini loaves at once. Never took it out of the box. I must have that sitting in my pantry for 10 years. It's still sitting
now,
in there.
Can you re-gift that one?
I probably can, but, you know, the problem that I hear with a lot of people calling in and they're making fun of the things they don't use anymore is that very few people actually cook or bake anymore. Most of them prefer to go out to eat.
Yeah.
People just don't do things like I do. I have a 20-pound, I have a crock that during that most of the year it's a wastebasket in one of my bathrooms. Now we took it out. The crock has to be 100 years old, really. It's an old one. We wash it out. It's now holding probably about 20 pounds of cabbage. I'm making sauerkraut with it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, who do you know that's going to make sauerkraut, right? Then I have to can it, but I've done that before, so that's no big thing. I also have two cookie presses. I have an electric one, and I also have one that you turn. And the cookies you make with that are called spritz cookies.
Yep.
I found out my husband does not like spritz cookies.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't
How many did
that.
You make before you found that out?
I was making them every year for Christmas. He says, you know, these aren't my favorite. I said, they're not. He says, no. He says, the only reason you make them is because you can pop out so many of them so quick. And you can. My electric one works fine, you know, and I could make a whole pan full in a couple of minutes. But just because it's quick doesn't mean he's going to like them. And he doesn't, so I don't use that either.
Saving, huh?
Yeah, Manny's got 14 pressure cookers. I've got six. But I have one that he doesn't have. I have a huge, huge, huge canning cooker.
Mm.
Canning pressure cooker. I can get 1, 2, 3. I think I could get 7 quarts in my canning pressure cooker.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And I've had that for many, many years, and I do take that out every year if I'm going to, you know, you don't have to pressure cook tomatoes or anything like that. But when you're doing beans, I do beans. I do beets. Beets and beans, there's other things that I do that have to be pressure canned. And so we haul that big thing out, and that gets used too.
Wow,
so that's about it.
You got a few items there. But it's, you use them all, it sounds like, except for the ones that your husband doesn't like, those cookies.
He doesn't like the cookies, and also my juicer. That takes up quite a bit of room. And one thing that I really like, and it's probably one of the cheapest things I have, is my pasta maker. I make homemade pasta. Who, me, why not?
I love it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I was making stroganoff last week, and no pasta. And so we can't go to store from where we live. So I just took out some flour, some eggs, and probably about 30 minutes I had probably well over a pound of pasta for
fresh.
My
fresh.
So that's easy. Yeah, fresh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fresh pasta. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, and that tastes. How long does it take for it to dry?
I don't dry it. What do you want to dry it for?
Well,
I cook it fresh. I put it on my counter, and I put quite a bit of flour in, so you don't want it to stick.
Uh-huh.
And I just leave it there for however long I need till I want to cook it. So I sit to my counter for anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, and then you just pour it into some salted boiling water, and maybe 10 minutes, probably not even that long, it's done. But okay. if I'm going to dry it, I have no reason to make it and dry it. I'm just going to make it and
use
you know,
it right away.
And eat it, yeah, and use it right away.
Okay, because I know my friend, she made so much of it, and she was drying it, and I mean, it was all over the place. And I couldn't understand how long it took to dry. I mean, I knew we were going to have some for dinner, but I don't know if she was making some for the next day too or what. I didn't ask because I didn't know exactly how to do it. So I just kept my mouth shut.
I'm not going to dry it. If I do make a lot, I'm going to freeze it.
You're
going to
freeze it. Okay.
Yes, yes.
And then that way,
I'm not going to dry it.
That way you still get the freshness out of it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Okay, I have to get back to work.
All right.
Sorry,
you get
so much time.
You get back to work, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's talk to Bob real quick before we take a break. Hi, Bob. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Just wonderful. Happy Throwback Thursday to you.
Well, happy Throwback Thursday to you, too.
Are you going to answer our survey question today?
Sure.
Okay. What item have you purchased for the kitchen that you just thought you could not live without that you don't use?
And my wife had to have one of those plastic mandolins that they always advertise at the Fry's store. They have a little, you know, demonstration and whatnot. So she had to have it, and I think she used it one time, maybe.
But she was going to make everything, all of her vegetables, all these beautiful designs and cuts.
Yep.
And yeah, it didn't happen, huh?
No, I'm still cutting everything with a knife.
Oh. So much for getting you out of a job, right?
Yep. So,
I also
think I know the taste of music, I think.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want me to play a little tune, or do you want to? Okay.
No, that's okay. It's Neil Diamond, and uh-huh. It's Cherry.
That's it. You got it.
Okay.
See, it's an easy
good job.
One. I love that one. Diamond was.
It's Neil. Yeah, it is Neil Diamond. So
that's it. I mean, what more can you say, right?
Really.
Perfect. So you are an automatic winner. I'm going to send you a gift certificate to the Groves Bakery.
Cool.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Bob. And do you want to try one of our trivia questions also?
Is the soup one still open or no?
Nope. Someone got that one.
Okay. Okay, that was the only ones I had heard, with the soup one and radar, and this, I don't know any of the other ones. If you just throw one out, I guess.
Okay, James?
We'll give you the new one here. What did Neil Fletcher dip in cornbread batter and fry for the first time at the 1942 Texas State Fair?
Oh, a hot dog to make a corny dog.
That's right,
right, perfect.
Yeah.
Good
job.
Cool.
All right,
cool.
And you're also in our drawings for our Sunday Champagne Brunch for Two.
Okay, cool.
All right, we'll be sending those out to you.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Right, bye-bye. All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the perfect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
My dad can throw a baseball 100 million feet.
Yeah, well, my dad can throw a football 1,000 bazillion feet. That's twice as far.
So, my dad can hold his breath underwater for 5 minutes.
That's nothing. My dad can make a 360 two-handed backward slam dunk with his eyes closed.
Yeah, well, my dad, he can make quarters come out of his nose.
Big deal. My dad can eat a whole jalapeno pepper in one bite.
Get out.
Yep.
That's impossible. He'd explode. Boom!
Kids who spend time with their fathers are less likely to get in trouble or fail in school. Be there for your kids. Give them someone to brag about. Remember, it takes a man to be a dad.
My dad can smash a soda can with his head.
No way.
I saw him do it.
Cool.
Then we took him to the hospital.
Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
Right, and we are back. We're going to talk with Jolene from Tempe, and then I'm going to do the recipe of the day. Hi, hey. Jolene.
Hi, Diana. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. How are you?
Good.
I'm great. I wanted to answer your survey to get in the stew pot.
Okay, and the survey question is, what is that one item that you purchased for your kitchen that you just thought you could not live without and find out that you don't even use it?
Well, mine is the magic bullet also.
Now, did you buy it off of an infomercial?
No, I think I bought it at Dillard's or Macy's, somewhere up Fashion Square. I have had it, I know, 15 years, or I know I've had it that long, maybe more. It's still in the box. It's never been taken out. And my friend Barbara just told me right after Christmas, her daughter drinks smoothies for breakfast, so she got her, she wanted the Nutribullet. They have a new one out.
Uh-huh.
It's Nutri-Magic Bullet. And she bought that for Tanya, and I go, oh, I should get one of those. And I go, no. I have the other one, and it's still in the box.
Yeah, just it was a good idea at the time, but never followed through, huh?
Right. And Phyllis just called in about birdies.
Uh-huh.
And I was there with the group for lunch with her. And tomorrow they're having a pajama party. They have it the last Friday of the month.
How fun.
Yeah, and if you have children, it's a nice family thing because they have a hula hoop contest, and they have the...
I love the hula hoop.
Yeah, the giant Jenga blocks to play, and the thing she has for sale there is just, you know, vintage jewelry, purses, and clothing.
Cute.
And I had the blackberry pie.
And how was it?
Out of this world. And I've learned that all restaurants don't make their pies. They get them somewhere else, and you can tell. So first thing I said, it's who makes your pies? And she says, I do. And I go, good, I'll have the blackberry pie.
Then I'll have some of that.
Yes. And the third Thursdays of the month, they have Throwback Thursday. And they have an entertainer come in. And so it's a real fun place.
Well, it sounds like it.
And you said Dennis was kind of in that neighborhood today.
Well, he's all over today, so I sent him the address over there.
Well, I would like for him to go to Acacia Cafe.
We have been there.
Oh, have you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because they sponsored before, and people in our neighborhood, we just love to go to Acacia Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll remind him. Maybe he can stop by again.
Okay, and they're over on 37th Street and Indian School.
Okay, I'll send him that information.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll talk with you soon, Jolene.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk with Vince from Mesa. Vince, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hi, Diana. Hi, James.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, better now. I got one job done.
Well, there you go. That's half the battle.
Yeah. I had to change the drawing clothes. It's a pain.
And you have your phone.
Yeah, my phone still works for 2 days in a row. So.
Woohoo! You're still employed.
Yeah. It's always amazing, you know, when stuff just quits working and then you call up and they don't give you any reason of why, you know, why a phone would just get disconnected, you know, why the service would get shut off. And, you know, they act like it's nothing. But then if we did something like that, you know, we didn't respond to a service call fast enough, they yell at us like it's the end of the world.
Exactly. Sorry, I just didn't feel like it. I don't really have an answer. I can't really tell you.
Yeah. we don't know. It just got shut off, you know, like, you know, the computer for whatever reason, like that phone number, and just said, okay, this one's done.
Yeah, someone flipped the wrong switch, it sounds like.
Yeah, who knows.
But so, all is well. Your daughter's good, and yep. Sandy's doing good.
They're both getting better. You know, I mean, we just can hope and pray that they get back to somewhere near what normal is, and go from there. So, but she's doing better.
All right, good to hear. So, you want to answer our survey question today?
Sure. What is it? Because I've only been able to listen for a few minutes because where I'm at is kind of noisy. So, like, if I'm not in the truck, I can't hear nothing.
All right. The survey question is: what is that one thing that you thought you couldn't live without in the kitchen, and you got it, and now you never use it?
My wife.
Wow.
Well, Joy, I hope you're not listening today.
No,
Vince, that was awesome, though. you were so straight. I mean, you did that one awesome. Very good. I needed a good laugh.
I really can't think of anything that I have bought for the kitchen because
you're never in the kitchen.
I don't cook, so I'm not going to say we need to buy this, that, or the other thing. You know, and major appliances, you know, microwave, refrigerator, I use that all the time. You know, so I really can't think of anything for me.
Is there anything that you know she purchased?
I'm trying to think. I know she's bought a few things. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but, I mean, I don't know if, you know, there might be, like, every now and then, I don't know if she buys it or got it as a gift or something. There's some of those kind of like mixing bowl things that collapse and other things that like end up in the drawers and the cabinets and you know, never get used or, you know, got used once and that's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. There's you know, we got cabinets all full of stuff that
no telling if you use them.
Just keeps getting more piled in there and that, you know, and then there's the, you know, the same old 10 things that get used all the time.
Okay.
And then when I ask about, like, can we, like, give it away, throw it away, do something with it, then she gets mad.
Oh, yeah, that's like a dirty word, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, we got to have this. It's like, well, we haven't used it in how many years? But, yeah, that's usually how it goes.
That's funny. All right. Well, did you want to answer one of our trivia questions?
Throw one out. Throw out a trivia there.
What's left here? Okay, who brought cucumbers to the Americas?
You're talking about culture-wise or a single person?
A single person brought them here.
Single person? Benjamin Franklin.
No.
No? Okay. Oh, well. I know he used to bring a lot of different things in when he used to go to Europe.
Oh, very good.
Just a wild guess.
Good guess, though.
You're pretty wild today answering the way that you're answering, so that's okay. All right, Vince. Well, thank you so much, and we'll put you in our drawings for our Champagne Sunday brunch for two.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Vince, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back, 480-668-3287.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out, so you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry we have, like, granola bars and canned tomatoes, you know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
And we are back. Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to talk with Jerry from Tempe and then Janet, and then I'm going to give the recipe of the day.
There we go.
All right, Jerry, how are you today?
Good, Diana. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
And hello, James. Good to hear you. Enjoying the show today.
Well, good. We're having fun in here.
It sounds like it. Yeah, I've caught most of it. I missed a little bit. I didn't hear where you guys sent that first-time caller Boomer, though.
We sent him on the road.
did you?
Yeah.
And you're not gonna, you know, you're gonna give him an out of town restaurant to go check out.
There's a thought.
There we go. We didn't think about that. I've been texting him different restaurants as we're talking. You know, as people call in, different restaurants to go see and see if they would like to, you know, be a part of our family and be, you know, be a sponsor for our show. So if you've got any great places that you think that are interested, you guys just let me know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I could. The only place I go to regularly is that Spokes, you know, the Spokes on Southern.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're all about local. They have like 20-some local products plus a whole bunch of their beers are local breweries. So.
And, of course, you have to do them a favor by trying them out to make sure that they're all, you know, doing well. You do quality control, correct?
Absolutely.
Of course.
And earlier you were talking about, you know, the Throwback Thursday, and you mentioned, what was it? Oh, the Sugar Smacks.
Uh-huh.
And what reminded me of that, like, along with product names, was, do you remember the pretzels that were called Mr. Salty?
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember Mr. Salty? They came in a box, and they were the, like pretzels. The small pretzel sticks, but it had a little guy on there, and he was their mascot. He was Mr. Salty. And can you imagine a product being called Mr. Salty in today's world? You know,
yeah, nobody would buy it. I would buy it because I like that. But I've always got to be in that 1%. But but I do remember Mr. Peanut, if that helps.
Yeah. But, yeah, that reminded me of Mr. Salty. I was like, you know, I don't think that's going to go over too well. But so I don't know what happened to that, if they changed their name or if they went out of business or what. But when I was a kid, we used to have it. It was a box, and he kind of looked like the Alka-Seltzer guy, sort of. You know, he was just like one of the little stick figure. He might have even had pretzels for legs. I don't remember.
I'm gonna see if I can pull it up and find it here.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Yeah. So
it was quite... You know, it was around for quite a while, but it was just like the name Mr. Salty. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty cute. So what is that one gadget that you've purchased for the kitchen that you just thought you couldn't live without and have never used? Do you know?
Well, the things I've bought, see, I didn't do a lot of the cooking. My wife did, and she was, you know, real handy in the kitchen. And you know, she had a bread maker also that I haven't used, but she used to make bread with it. Her mom gave it to her. I don't think she bought that one, but she used to make bread all the time. And let's see, I didn't buy this coffee grinder. I don't know where it came from. It was one of those small, I think it was even battery operated, if I remember right. And it's packed away somewhere, and I don't use it because the grocery stores, you know, you can grind your own. Uh-huh. Or if I was close to Bergie's, he would grind it for me. But... Yeah, so I don't use that, and I bought a juicer when I had a lot of lemons and oranges, but something happened to my lemon tree, so I don't have that anymore. I mean, it had like 3 or 4 lemons on it this year, and the oranges weren't all that great, so I didn't juice any of those. So that's kind of been collecting dust, but other than that, I don't buy a lot of things because I inherited so much, you know?
Right. So, So that's a tough one for you then, because you're just learning to cook, right? You're taking on all the cooking responsibilities and doing all of that, so it's kind of changed your lifestyle a little bit.
Yeah, so I've been using the crock pot, the electric skillet, you know, and then all the other pots and pans, you know, that I've got. So
I think the crock pot was one of the best inventions ever
created
for us to be able to cook in.
Yeah, I love the crock pot.
Yeah. If they just had a self-cleaning one, you know.
You know what, though? They have the bags for those, though. They have a plastic a liner that you can use, and they're great.
Oh, really? I'll have to look into that. So then you just, after you pour it all out, you just throw the liner
after
away.
After you're done, you throw the liner away. You wipe out if anything dripped on the side or something. You wipe it out, and you're done. Yep.
Oh, really? I've never used the bag either.
They're awesome.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. And, last time I won the Taste of Music, Gary sent me the gift certificate for the bakery, so I've been thinking of what I want, and I was going to have you and Dennis whip up I talked to him once before about this pizza coffee cake. It's a coffee cake that's round, about, you know, 12 inches in diameter, and it looks like a pizza, only instead of like cheese, it has icing and what do you call that? The crumb stuff. It's like streusel or something.
Strudel
that you grind, and it it gets sprinkled on like sweet rolls and stuff.
Yeah.
That used to be one of my jobs, was to take that. It was a thick dough, and we pressed it through a screen and collected it in a bowl, and then they put it on all the rolls and stuff. So since it was a labor job, that was one of the things I did, was, you know, put on the glove and strain it through the strainer. So I don't know how it's made today, but they had child labor like me, so that's
so they didn't care. But
let's let the high school kid do it.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so I want to send you guys a photo or something. I'll have to get your you know, the email or whatever, so I can send an attachment of the picture of it.
Okay.
It's on that bakery website, but I don't know, I could send you the link to that or something. But
perfect.
But yeah, that's something you guys could try. I'm sure Dennis would have a good time, you know, trying one. You know, if it works out, you might have something you could sell there.
All right,
that works.
He'll have to give it a try.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know you're probably past your break time.
No problem. And we got Janet on hold. So thank you so much for all your tips. And I've just sent Dennis the information on Spokes on Southern, so he could go check it out.
Yeah, it's really a nice place. I really like it. It's clean and open, and they're doing a good job. And it's not really mom and pop. It's more like a chick and a dude. You know,
we're okay with chicks and dudes, and, you know, we don't care.
Yeah.
So long as it's not the big chain. So thanks, Jerry.
Okay, thanks a lot. Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, let's talk to Janet. Hi, Janet. How are you today?
Hi, Diana. Hi. What is it?
James.
That's
okay.
Me.
I'm not used to people being named James. Everybody named James is usually Jim or Jimmy. And
you know, I took on James. I took on James when I left private school and went to public school.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the grandfather's name. So that's why I stuck with James.
Oh, okay. You're entitled.
Well, it's kind of like my dad. I mean, most people, his name is Charles,
mm-hmm.
and most people call him, you know, would say Charlie or Chuck or whatever. He doesn't go by any of those, and he won't answer to any of those. His mother named him Charles, mm-hmm. and he goes by Charles.
Right. That's another one that people rarely use their full name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's very adamant. And Dennis is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be called Denny or Den or anything like that.
Or Dennis the Menace.
Oh, no. He got enough of that in school. If someone calls him Denny,
mm-hmm.
he won't answer.
I don't blame him.
He's like, no, you know, I don't know. That's just one of those things. If you call me stupid, I don't answer. No, I'm just kidding. No, so it's kind of funny. But no, we're with James today. So what are you up to today, Janet?
Oh, not a whole lot. Went out yesterday for lunch with some friends, and we went to the the Scottsdale Culinary Institute.
Okay.
That's where I went to school.
Did you?
I graduated from there, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the one on Shea Boulevard, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's still a wonderful place.
So what'd you have for lunch?
I had a pork dish. I forget what it was called, but it was pork belly and something else. And
was it yummy?
Yes, it was very good.
Oh, good. And your service was good?
The service is wonderful.
Oh, love that.
And Esther was flirting with all of the waiters.
Well, of course she was. She is such a flirt. Gotta love her.
Yes. This guy comes over, and he must be about 22 years old, and she says, oh, you're so cute.
Did she get his number?
No, I don't think she did.
Well, she probably didn't ask for it, because she could have gotten it. I know her.
Yes.
She's got a way with words.
She does.
She's so sweet. So wonderful.
I just love to go there. I mean, for less than $20, you're getting a, a three-course meal plus mm-hmm. all the little things in between, the amuse-bouche and the homemade candies. And
all kinds of good stuff that the kids are learning or the students are learning to make there. So
yes.
How nice.
It was a good school.
Yeah, we need to get out more.
You do. They're only open from, I think it's 11 to 1 or something.
Imagine that. Probably can't go during that time, huh?
No. But you could have a remote there.
I could have a remote there. Yeah, yes. if they'd invite us.
We have had a couple of remotes there.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. So.
Back in the day, yeah. It's not as easy as it sounds.
I know.
Trying to get those things going and the things and the people you have to talk to and get them approved. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I guess I just don't have the pool that some people have. I took a shower and everything. So you want to try one of our trivia questions today? Or better yet, how about our survey question? What is that?
Well, first I want to try the trivia, and your trivia is really hard today, except for the two I knew, the knee-high and the Campbell's soup.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try the cucumber.
Okay. Who do you think, who brought cucumbers to the Americas?
Was it Thomas Jefferson?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
Silly old Tom. All right. So let's do the survey question. And the survey question is, what is that one thing that you purchased for your kitchen that you thought you just could not live without, but don't use it?
The clay cook pot.
The clay.
The what cook pot?
Clay.
The clay cook pot?
Mm-hmm.
Is that for tortillas or something? I don't know what that is.
It's a clay pot, and you have to soak it before you use it.
Oh, okay. Did you get that from Pampered Chef?
No.
Because I know they have a version of that. Yeah, you soak them.
Oh, I see.
It's like the garlic roaster, the clay ones of those. You have to soak those, and then when you bake them, it does the same thing.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, this was big. Like, you could put a chicken in there.
Uh-huh.
And it came out good, but they were just too hard to clean.
Yeah.
I think I used it twice, and then I gave it away.
Said enough of that.
Let
huh?
someone else clean it.
Huh. And also, I had a crock pot that I hated, because I think everything tastes the same when it comes out of the crock pot.
Well, if you're using the same ingredients, it will.
Well, no matter what you put in, it all tastes the same.
Huh.
And my husband wouldn't let me give it away. So my happiest day was the day my crock pot broke and I could throw it away.
Was it that accidental drop on the floor that broke it?
No, it broke.
Oh, I was going to say, you didn't trip over something and, oh, honey, I broke it.
No, I wouldn't do that.
It accidentally slipped off the counter when I was washing it.
But actually, I really hated that crock pot, and I had friends that wanted it, and he'd say, no, I like that crock pot, and we never used it.
But he liked you using it.
Yes.
Oh, that's too funny. All right. Well, perfect. Well, that puts you in our drawings for our Champagne Sunday Brunch for two.
Okay.
Sounds great, Janet. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day, Janet.
I can't wait to hear now who brought the cucumber.
We'll find out.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. I don't know. Do we have to take a break? Oh, we do? Okay, we'll take a break, and then I'll come back with the recipe of the day.
For
okay.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
When my son came home from basketball practice asking for expensive new shoes, I did what any good mother would do. I gave him some milk. He looked confused, so I told him how 3 daily servings of dairy would help him get mad hops for big ups to totally posterize his opponents. I don't know which surprised him more, the milk info or the hoops lingo. All I know is it saved me $150.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Honey, where's the bee pollen?
It's in the same cabinet as the banana leaf glue.
Found it! I'm making a wheatgrass shake. You want one?
Sure. I'll be out back churning the compost.
Can you bring in some filtered rainwater when you're done?
Okay. Ah, nuts!
I just spilled potato-based ink all over my hemp work pants.
That's okay, dear. We can shred the pants and use the fibers for insulation.
Ah, great idea. You know, for now, I'll just wear these plastic garbage bags for pants.
The fact is, it's easy to be smart about the environment and save money without going to extremes. You can start by looking for products with the Energy Star label, including appliances, heating and air conditioning equipment, windows, and insulation. The Alliance to Save Energy has lots of other energy-saving ideas. Visit us on the web at ASE.org and get our free Power Smart book. Because with a few smarts, you can save money, save energy, and live comfortably.
Honey.
What?
Never wear brown shoes with black garbage bag pants.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
All right, we are back, and I am going to share finally this recipe with everybody. I looked at this recipe, and I want it, so I think that I should share it so you guys can make this. The recipe of the day, of course, is brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. That's alexondesign.com. You can always go check them out online, or you can give them a call, 480-699-7796. And the recipe is, I had to put on my glasses, sorry. Looks really, really good. I have pictures. I'm getting this out of the Taste of Home Most Requested Recipes of 2014. 2014's not over. How do they know it's the most requested? I would say it would be 2013's most requested, but that's just me. All right, let's start off with this stromboli sandwich. We're going to start off with two loaves of frozen bread dough, thawed. A quarter pound of sliced ham, a quarter pound of sliced pepperoni, a quarter cup of chopped onions, a quarter cup of chopped green peppers, one jar of pizza sauce divided, 14-ounce jar, a quarter pound of sliced mozzarella cheese, a quarter pound of sliced bologna, a quarter pound of sliced hard salami, a quarter pound of sliced Swiss cheese, 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, and a quarter teaspoon of garlic powder, quarter teaspoon of pepper, and 2 tablespoons of butter melted. We're going to let the dough rise in a warm place until doubled. Pinch down and then roll the loaves together into one 15 by 12 inch rectangular layer. And then we're going to put layers of the different products that I mentioned. So we're going to start with the ham, the pepperoni on one half of the dough lengthwise, and then sprinkle with onion and green pepper. Then top 1/4 cup of pizza sauce, layer the mozzarella, bologna, salami, and Swiss cheese over the sauce. Then sprinkle with basil, oregano, garlic powder, and pepper. We're going to spread another 1/4 cup of the pizza sauce on top. Fold plain half of the dough over, filling and seal the edge as well. You're going to place on a greased 15 by 10 by 1 inch baking pan, and you're going to bake for 375 for 30 to 35 minutes or until golden brown. Brush with melted butter, heat the remaining pizza sauce, and serve with sliced stromboli. Doesn't that sound
that
yummy?
That picture looks amazing.
It does. I really have to have that. Can you make that for me?
Sure. We'll get on that for you today.
I think that'd be a great little lunch special or dinner. Yeah. I mean, that's a nice little snack. I mean, that's a great appetizer. You know, if you're doing that for appetizers.
That'd be nice.
Just saying. And I have another one for you tomorrow is a Greek garden appetizer, which looks amazing too. Mm. If you like... you know, your chives and tomatoes and some zucchini and black olives. It looks great. So I'll share that with everyone tomorrow.
Yummy.
All right. So we've had a great day today. Throwback Thursday. We didn't throw back too much except for Vince is the only one that threw back his wife. Other than that, I think we did pretty good. Everyone else stayed on track.
It was a fun day.
It was a great day. So I appreciate you so much sharing it with me and being here while Dennis is out and about talking with different sponsors.
Yes, anytime.
Anytime. So might make a habit of it, right?
We can do that. Once a week, I say.
Once a week. All right. Well, there's all kinds of goodies that we can talk about. We've got our taco-filled poppers, which you can take a green pepper and take your taco meat and seasonings, you know, your hamburger and taco seasonings, and top it with tomatoes and cheese and put that inside a green pepper and bake that for a wonderful Yay. Appetizer. Now, I don't know how they do it, but that's how I would do it.
and that's all that matters.
And just so you know, I make stuff up. If nobody has found that out about me yet today, I make a lot of things up. But because I just love food. So don't forget to come visit us over at the Groves Bakery, where we are trying some gluten-free items. So those of you that need that gluten-free product, we are sure giving it a shot, and we'd love for you to come by and try it. That's over at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can always give us a call for any special orders, 480-813-4610. And go see Bear Necessity Wax and Spa. They're also located at 323 South Gilbert, and they've got a beautiful facility. They do waxing, spa, the massages, and just all kinds of things. So give them a call, 480-290-5576. And, of course, next week we're going to have Brian in from Berge's Coffee Roast House. He'll be here on Tuesday. Look forward to having some coffee talk with Brian. They're located at 309 North Gilbert. Go have a cup of coffee or check them out online at bergescoffee.com. And this Friday, don't forget, he is going to be doing his brewing classes. So if you are interested, if the classes aren't full, or if you want to check it out, maybe you can get started for another class, give them a call, 480-497-3913.
Wonderful.
And so what are your big plans for the weekend?
Well, working.
Working?
And working.
Are we going to be baking anything exciting this weekend for the baby shower?
They want a lot of miniature things. So like all the appetizers will be in miniature form and...
Are we doing pastries for them also?
We're going to be doing some carrot cheesecake minis and some cheesecake minis and probably the eclair minis.
Oh, yeah,
so
nice.
All kinds of fun stuff. And then we'll come up with some fun things for some kids, too, that are going to be here with them.
Oh, okay. Is it one of those baby showers where the husbands and the wives come, or is it? Do you know how that works?
I haven't heard yet, but they want stuff for kids, too, so I'm assuming it's going to be
maybe it's a family one.
It's a family one.
Okay. And yeah. I know this is their first one, so congratulations.
Yes.
So that's always exciting. I'm sure you guys will come up with all kinds of wonderful appetizers like you always do.
Of course.
And I look forward to taste testing them all.
Everything. Exactly.
I try not to eat too much. I just want to taste test it all.
Just taste it.
Little quality control, kind of like that chicken salad I was going to share with you, and I ate the whole thing. But I didn't mean to, but you already had a taste, right?
I had a taste of
okay,
it, yes.
So I don't feel bad
that's
that you know, you're not going to starve or anything.
No. Yeah, not going to be a problem.
All right. So, yeah, that is the lunch special over at the Groves Bar and Grill. Come check it out. It's a $6 lunch special.
Yes.
Can't beat that. We have those Monday through Friday. And don't forget, our fish fry will be Friday night. It starts at 4:30 throughout the night. Fish fry is $8.99. All you can eat is $2 more. So let's say goodbye to everybody. Garion, thanks for a great job today. We really appreciate you. And
yes.
James, thank you so much for sitting in with me. And
not a problem. Anytime. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. And Dennis will be back with us tomorrow telling us about his adventures over at the Arizona Beef Council on his gate to plate tour that he was so lucky to go in. And join Lauren with. So,
yes.
And then I know Lauren will have all kinds of information. So don't forget about the Arizona Beef Council. It's beef. It's what's for dinner.
Yummy.
Right? All right. We'll say goodbye and happy Throwback Thursday. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye, everybody.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona Gold. KAZG.